This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is presented each week by Kingdom Ministries, Incorporated, in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. We'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper to write down the scriptures that we're going to be discussing today. I want you to be able to go back and re-examine the passages that we are looking at week by week. It's important that you understand what the scriptures truly are saying, because the Bible encourages us to be able to have an answer for other people when they ask us questions about the scriptures, to be ready with an answer for the hope that lies within you. It's my prayer that you do have a hope, because our hope is in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. God provided Jesus to die on the cross that you and I could have eternal life. If you write down Genesis, we've been studying about the book of Genesis, and you write down and read through the book of Genesis, and you see the beginnings of a lot of things. And one of the things that God emphasizes throughout the scriptures is a life of faith. And one individual that lived a life, an exemplary life of faith, was the patriarch Abraham. And as you look at Abraham's faith, it was extraordinary. Oh, he wasn't a perfect man, but Abraham's faith was beyond the mind's comprehension of the way people live today. In chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, God called Abraham to go to a land that he would show him, and Abraham left. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. So you will, and you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse, and in you, or through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." And so Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. If you go through the book of Genesis, you'll see that as God spoke to Abraham, he listened and he followed God's instructions. Even though Abraham waited 25 years for a son that God promised he would have in his old age, even though his wife was beyond childbearing years, God performed a miracle and Sarah brought forth a son at the set time that God had appointed that the child would be born. God did for Sarah as he promised, and Sarah bore Abraham a child in his old age. It was this child, Isaac, that all God's promises would go through. And when God made the promise in chapter 12 to Abraham that he would be a father of many nations and be richly blessed with many descendants, he had no children. That took faith to believe that. And then in chapter 22, when God called Abraham again and told him to take this promised son, Isaac, and to offer him as a sacrifice, Abraham obeyed. But he knew this is the promised son. This is the one through whom all the promises that God has made to me, it's going to go through my son, Isaac. And what God was doing was testing Abraham to see how far, how much faith Abraham really had. And Abraham obeyed, and he took his son Isaac, and he got to the point, the location. He went into Mount Moriah. He built an altar. He put the wood on the altar. He tied his son up. This is all in chapter 22 of Genesis. And put his son on the altar, even to the point of raising his hand with the knife before God stopped him. And God said, "I now know you would not have withheld your only son, the one you love." Now, I want you to look at Genesis 22, because in this passage, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's so vital. I want to bring it back as a point of remembering the faith that Abraham had. Abraham had told his servants that we're going to worship, the lad and I. This is in chapter 22 and verse 5 now in Genesis. He said to his men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go there, and we will worship and return to you." Now, remember what God had called him to do. God had called Abraham to sacrifice his son on the altar. Sacrifice his son means to kill him. Now, Abraham also knew that God had told him all the promises will go through Isaac, through this son. And now God's asking him to kill him, and he's obeying. So then we ask ourselves the question, what did Abraham believe God was could do and capable of doing? If the promises were going to go through Isaac, Isaac had to live to an old age to have children and grandchildren that the promises go through him. And yet at a young age, probably around the age of 12, Abraham is being asked to sacrifice Isaac to kill him. If God is true to his word, then God must have the ability to bring people back to life. Abraham believed in resurrection. And this teaching is borne out in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 also. For in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 17, it says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, 'In Isaac your descendants will be called.' He considered that God was able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type." Abraham considered God able to raise people back to life. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 19. That's what the Bible teaches. God can raise people back to life. Jesus demonstrated the ability of people coming back to life in John chapter 11. When his friend Lazarus had died, he went to Lazarus. Mary and Martha said to Jesus, "If you'd been here," because Lazarus had been sick, he said, "If you'd been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died." They knew that Jesus could cure Lazarus of whatever illness that he had. But prior to arriving, Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 11 that the sickness that Lazarus had was not going to end in death, but was going to end in the glory of God. It was going to end by bringing God glory. Isaac was a type in the Old Testament of what Jesus would eventually be in the New Testament. A begotten, beloved son who would be sacrificed. Only in Isaac's case, God stopped Abraham. Here in John 11, as Jesus goes to raise Lazarus. He had been sick, and he, as I mentioned, he said in verse 4, the sickness is not going to end in death, but for the glory of God. Yes, he did die. Lazarus died and had been dead 4 days when Jesus got there. And yet, it was not going to end. The glory of God was going to be revealed, and the glory of God was revealed through Jesus bringing Lazarus literally back to life to show it can be done. It can be done, and Jesus did it. Lazarus was dead. Lazarus was literally brought back to life. And Lazarus said, after this passage, read through John 11. Read through the New Testament. Individual like Lazarus, who was dead, said absolutely nothing about what death was, what happened after he died, because he was unconscious. He was asleep. And Jesus bore that out in John 11. In verse 11, he said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to wake him out of that sleep." And the disciples thought he, you know, when he mentioned sleep, he thought he was just taking a nap. But then he clearly said in verse 13 of John 11 that Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was speaking of a literal sleep. So Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." The Bible compares death to a sleep. It is a, it's an unconscious state, a deep sleep where there is no knowledge of the passing of time. And the loved ones who die in the Lord die and they sleep until a time when Jesus will come in the future and literally, like Lazarus, bring them back to life. That's the hope of the church, the resurrection of the dead. Jesus died, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. He had not gone anywhere except being buried in the tomb. And during his ministry after his resurrection, during those 40 days, one of his statements was, "I have not yet ascended to my Father." He'd been dead, and God brought him back to life. Resurrection, the glorious teaching of resurrection, the message of Easter is that resurrection is possible. Jesus rose from the dead. And the same power that raised Jesus back to life will raise us back to life as well. May God bless you.